This is Akashvani. New Services Division presents a special program on four new labor codes aimed at simplifying labor laws. The participants are Alok Mishra, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Labor and Employment, and Vishal Dahiya, journalist.
Hello and welcome. I'm Vishal Dahiya, and today we're going to talk about India's labor reforms. And for a detailed discussion on this, we're joined by Mr. Alok Mishra, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Labor and Employment. Mr. Mishra, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
In fact, the government has consolidated 29 labor laws into four comprehensive labor codes, which include the Code on Wages 2019, the Industrial Relations Code 2020, the Code on Social Security 2020, and the Occupational Safety, Health and Working Conditions Code 2020. So in the program today, we'll decode and understand the intricacies in these four labor codes. Of course, the salient points, the impact on both employees and employers as well. But before we go there, Mr. Mishra, I'd like to start with a little bit of a process. You know, what was the need of bringing in these four labor codes? That's one. And two, when we look at the process, you know, it must have involved long range discussion between all the stakeholders. If I remember it correctly, I think started way back in 2015. And there are several stakeholders, including the state governments and the trade unions and the, of course, the employers and the and various other, you know, people involved as well. So how did it all go about?
Vishal, we have to first understand that these labor reforms, there were 44 laws. 12 of them were repealed and 29 of the remaining one have been brought together, rationalized and included, you know, made part of these four labor codes. Now, what has happened, many of these laws were related to, you know, they were pre-independence laws. They had lost their relevance as the structure of the economy or as the world of the work underwent change. Now, there were multiple problems. You know, first thing, it led to compliance-related problem because for business to understand, all those laws were very difficult. There were multiple authorities, they were there. Sometimes laws had different definitions also. And various stakeholders had already recommended that we needed to simplify them. In fact, even the second National Labour Commission had recommended it. Now, we went through this process, as you said, started about 10 years back. Wide-ranging consultations were held with employers, organizations, employee organizations, trade unions, different segments of the society, different parliamentary committees also discussed it. Parliamentary committees went around the country to discuss, you know, different stakeholders. So this has been a culmination of this long drawn process where detailed and deep consultations were undertaken with all segments of stakeholders.
Labor is a concurrent subject. Right. And the state governments are equally involved in that as well. One thing which I noticed is that approximately 24 state and union territory governments have already implemented the labor codes. Some aspects of it, albeit in a different manner. How does implementation of these four labor codes by the central government make a difference in that aspect?
Okay, so there are two or three aspects of it. First thing, some of these changes or the amendments in their own acts have been undertaken by different state governments. Because nowadays, you know, Vishal, if you look at things, each state is competing for getting more and more investment. And that's where they need to reform their labor laws so as to facilitate industry, not only facilitate industry, but also ensure workers' welfare, safety and security. So this was, in fact, a lot of demand was coming from the states itself, because what happens for an establishment, you know, company which is working in multiple states, nowadays mega factories work across multiple states, they wanted uniformity, you know, uniformity in labor laws. Mm-hmm. Second thing is that we also wanted that comprehensive social security should be provided to the worker. And that's why we needed these four labor codes to be brought nationally, so that we have uniformity in implementation of labor laws, so that and the worker welfare is enhanced. So that was basically the logic behind.
Let's now take a closer look at these four labor codes to understand more clearly as to what do they contain. Let's start with, you know, Code on Wages 2019. What does it have to offer? Salient key points.
Okay. You know, Vishal, right now, the minimum wage, the way it is applied to scheduled employments. That is, there are certain employment categories for which minimum wage is fixed.
By both the state and the center?
By both the state and center. And which covers just about 30% of the workers. So 70% of the workers are outside the remit of minimum wage. Now, what we have done is that we have universalized this minimum wage, which means that for every employee, there will be a minimum wage below which they cannot be given the salary. Okay. Second thing, not only that, states may fix their minimum wages, but some states may fix it very low, which may lead to huge disparity, right? Disparity across different states. So what we have done is that there's a concept of floor wage. Floor wage is to be set by the central government, and no state can fix it below the floor wage. So that disparity between wages reduces.
Mm-hmm.
Third thing is that there's something called timely payment of wages. So the wage has to be paid by the 7th of the succeeding month. Before that, the wage salary has to be paid. The fourth thing is that what so many industries will do, that your overall salary could be 1 lakh rupees, but your basic plus DA could be just 20,000, which means that your social security contribution to EPF would be very less.
It would become less because it's proportional.
That's right. So, you know, when you retire, you suddenly realize that you don't have much money in your social security. Now, what we have done is that basic plus DA has to be 50% of the total remuneration, which will mean that there's adequate social security is also insured for the employee.
Okay. Basically, this means that for every employee in the country, these, you know, rules will apply, and the state governments will have to follow the minimum wage concept, the floor wage concept.
That's
and they will have to fix it above that only,
right.
Not below that.
That's right.
Now, the next one is Industry Relations Code 2020. What does that employ?
Okay, so industrial relations ensure that there is cooperative and constructive relationship between the labor and the management. Then only business can function and the economy can grow.
Yeah.
Now, what we have done is that if you look at simple thing like contractualization, we have close to 47% of contractualization
That's
in this
huge.
Country. That's huge, probably more than almost, you know, many of the countries. Now, what we have done is that we have brought in concept of fixed term employment. Now, what does it mean is that the employee would be engaged on a fixed-term contract, which could be fixed-term employment, which could be 1, 2, 3, 4 years as per the need of the business.
Okay.
But they will be provided the same benefits as are being provided to the permanent worker.
Including all benefits, including the social security benefits?
That's right. In fact, if he completes one year, then he'll be provided also proportionate gratuity. And second thing is that what we have done is that we have created reskilling fund. Please understand that the world of work is changing. We are being disrupted by artificial intelligence, machine learning, robotics. So the worker has to keep on reskilling himself.
Mm-hmm.
So the employer has to contribute 15 days of salary to the reskilling fund. Third, if you look at that, you know, concept of negotiating union has been created. So, you know, any union, if there is a single union and if it enjoys the support of more than 51% of the worker, then it becomes the sole negotiating union. For the first time, the trade union is being recognized under this act. And if you look at it, grievance redressal committees have been created, and for strikes and lockouts, so strikes are by employee and lockout is by employer,
mm-hmm.
14 days notice is to be given. Now, earlier what used to happen, that this clause was only for public utilities, so electricity, water and these. Now, this has been made applicable to all establishments, so that we are giving them a chance for negotiation, chance for reconciliation, so that the industrial work continues, and while we are able to negotiate and come to a solution.
Okay, so the Code on Industrial Relations basically aims to foster a better relation between the employee and the employer as well, and
Absolutely.
Ensure that there is no sudden break in the relationship which can then disrupt the business process and thereby the earning potential for both
Absolutely.
The employer and the employee as well.
Absolutely.
But how about the Code on Social Security? Because there's a third code which is on Code on Social Security. What does it deal with?
So Code on Social Security, basically till now, if we look at it, the formal security was social security was provided to those who joined EPFO or those who are part of ESIC. Now, if I look at the overall workers' strength in this country, labor force, that's about 64 crore. And both these organizations contribute about 10 crore. 2 crore of central government employees, so it's 12 crore. Rest of the workers who are in unorganized sector, gig and platform worker, which is a new emerging area of work, they're all excluded out of Social Security. Social Security code covers all workers. Unorganized workers, which was a big segment. Gig and the platform worker, which is a big segment.
How would they avail this benefit?
So for each of them, there's a provision for creating a board, which would have employers and employee representatives. Plus, the government will prepare schemes for each class of workers.
Mm-hmm.
That way, so that their social security is insured, which will cover everything, life and disability cover, health and old age benefits, all these things would be covered. So we'll be able to have a comprehensive social security. We need to understand that as we go towards market reforms, social security has to accompany whatever reforms we sort of carry out so that our workers' salary, social security, all that is insured. Okay. Second part is that ESIC coverage was confined to some notified district. Now ESIC will cover whole of the country. Not only that, ESIC was for employees 10 or more. Now, even those establishments which have less than 10 employees can voluntarily join ESIC. And if it is a hazardous occupation, hazardous process, then even establishment with one person can join ESIC.
So basically, sort of a sweeping change when we talk about social security, because as you're pointing out, the EPF and ESIC security net was for a fraction of workforce. Now it becomes applicable for everyone, all workforce across all the sectors as well, and specifically for the new and upcoming sectors like the gig workers and so on. The fourth code is also really important. It says Occupational Safety, Health and Working Conditions Code. What does this include?
Occupational safety, health and working condition ensures that while the worker or the employee is working, he works in a safe and secure atmosphere. His life is not threatened. Till now, what used to happen is that the OSH was confined to seven major sectors, and which was factories, mines, plantation workers, construction, docks and bidi and sagar. All the establishments employing 10 or more workers will be applicable to them. Second thing is that if a particular establishment has some hazardous process, then it would be applicable even for a single employee. Occupational, so employer has to ensure occupational safety and health of even the single worker if it is a hazardous process. The third thing, if we look at it, that for the first time, we are saying that all the employees have to be issued an appointment letter. Fourth thing is that any employee over 40 years, the employer has to provide free annual health checkup.
This was a very limited facility available to a very limited number of workers.
That's right, that's right. Even, you know, even if I look at your sector, which is the, you know, audiovisual sector, the till now what we included was only print medium and the cine worker. Now all the electronic media, digital media, become part of occupational safety and health.
Let's also look at one more class of workers, you know, segment rather, I would say,
right.
50% of the segment approximately,
right.
That is women workers.
Right.
Is there something specific for them in the labor codes?
Government is committed to increasing the women workers' labor force participation. And what happens, till now what used to happen was that, you know, women were allowed to work in certain establishments only. They were not allowed to work during night. They can work in all establishments, and even night they can work subject to their consent and all the safety provisions. So that is one thing. Second thing is that they can also work from home. Based on consent of the employer, they can work from home. Third thing is that their representation has been increased. So all the major board, whether it's a central advisory board, which would be chaired by honorable ministers, or the state advisory board, one third have to be women. All trade union women have to be proportionately in the negotiating union. Women have to be proportionately represented. Even in grievance redressal mechanism, women have to be proportionately represented.
Okay.
And one more thing, that the facility of creche, till now what used to happen is that for certain number of women, creche facility will be provided. Whether men or women, if you have 50 employees, you have to provide creche facility.
Irrespective of the fact as to how many of them are women employees.
That's right.
It can
that's
be just one women employee,
yes,
but you will have to provide creche
that's
facility.
Right, that's right.
Okay, so basically we have to look at it in a holistic perspective, you know, ensuring there is an efficient framework as far as the labor codes are concerned, the
that's
labor
right.
laws are concerned, and that is why the need for these four labor codes, doing away with the outdated provisions, some of them, as you're pointing out, as old as the pre-independence era also. Thank you so much, Mr. Alok, for joining us here and sharing your views and insights and explaining to us and our listeners as well the important aspects and the implications of the four labor codes. Once again, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Vishal.
You were listening to a special program on four new labor codes aimed at simplifying labor laws. The participants were Alok Mishra, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Labor and Employment, and Vishal Daya, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashvani.